Hi, friends. Welcome back to my podcast. Now's your chance to get your tea or your coffee, and let's start talking to my friend, Blaine. Now we're going to get real and, like, get to know him a little bit better. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. I'm Blaine. We just met today,
so we're best buds, so it's fine. This is how we're going to bond, actually, is this moment right here. And we actually have some friends that are here to support us right now.
Yeah.
Love the commentators. Kind of making me nervous, though,
This should not be fun. This should be
Don't
fun.
Be yeah.
It might get deep, though.
Do you want to, like, introduce yourself, like, a little bit before we, like, hit deep and, like, the first thing people hear about you is, like, whoa.
Is, like, deep, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up in SoCal, and just, like, sports were my life. But, so, like, everything I knew was sports, and then everything just changed, like, randomly. And so that's kind of, like, what this podcast is going to be about. But I'm 20 years old, just about to graduate surgical tech school, and then...
Well, you're out here just stunting on us now.
No,
I said introduce yourself.
And then...
And he's TikTok famous.
No.
At Blaine Grillo.
Grillo, yeah.
Grillo.
Same thing.
We're best buds
yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So,
that's a little about me.
The surface level. Now it's time to, you know, dive in. So my first question for you, Blaine, is what's something you're most passionate about?
Passion's, like, deep for me, because just, like, with sports, it was, my only passion was really sports and doing good in school. And then after that, it was just kind of school when sports stopped. And that's kind of still my passion, just, like, being, like, a passion to, like, be successful in life and have, like, a good drive and mentality.
So you like learning?
To an extent. Like, I like learning, but then...
I like it.
I get to a point where I'm just like, wow, like, it's crazy, like, the stuff I've learned already.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're realizing that you're grown.
Yeah, and putting it, like, all together, like, life hit me fast. Like, I feel like, yeah, like, I'm so young, but I'm, like, the things, like, that I've done, it's just, like...
And it works for
me. Yeah.
That's how I feel. In my last podcast, too, I was literally talking about how, like, I had so much growth and, like, change from the beginning of 2019 till now. Like, I'm literally, like, an entirely different person, but, like, for the better.
See, like, I totally feel that, because, like, even, like, from a couple months ago to now, it's, like, wow, and when I look back, how...
Yeah.
Between, like, my mindset to, like... Just, like, little things, like, they get to you, like, dang, I didn't know I changed that
You just,
much.
Like, realize that you're happier now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is super cool.
Love to hear it, honestly. Okay. Well, this is kind of like a switch up, so the next question is, what traits do you look for in a girl? And we really just asked this because I wanted to know what, you know, general guys... This is just the tea I wanted.
She says, do you think I'm pretty?
Puts it in parentheses.
No.
Katie, you're here for commentary, not exposing. Okay, go ahead.
She said, tell me more.
Something I look for in a girl, someone I can bring home to my family and, like, be respectful and just, like, fits in, like, with my family.
Is family important to you?
Yeah, family's, like, a big thing for me. And another thing is definitely someone that is, it's not all about looks. Like, a lot of people say, oh, it's, like, a lot about looks.
So your personality comes before physical looks for you?
Yeah, because some people, they could be beautiful and they have no personality at all.
Interesting.
And are just rude. I'm not trying to hate on anyone, but, like, people can be, like, you could be a girl that's just popping, and then you just say one word, and it's just, like, rude, or just anything, just, you think you're all that.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, a total turn off. I don't know, that's just a big thing to me, is, like, your respect, like, having respect. Like, even if you know you got it. Like.
See, and that's the tea that we're looking for. Yes, love to hear it.
So,
people are beautiful on the inside.
And someone that has, like, a drive to, like I said, be successful, like, that doesn't stop at, like, something and just, like, oh, I'm just going to stay here.
At the,
like, some, yeah. I mean, I don't know about that.
Say it louder, Trevor.
Strong women. Strong, independent women.
As long as they're independent, but with me at the same time.
Oh.
You're not a woman that needs you there.
Yeah, okay. Okay, when you're talking to someone, always find someone that like not makes time for you, but that's always nice. But someone that chooses you over other things that are like less important, like going to a party. Like, if your significant other, I don't know how to like get this out. If your significant other,
yeah,
doesn't appreciate something, like just pick what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to like put it into words, but yeah,
you're making sense if that makes you feel better.
What's best for you guys? Like, if you really have a genuine love for that person,
like you're looking long term, not short term.
If you want it to be worth something, you'll put in effort.
Exactly. Yeah.
And some people don't do that.
See, okay.
Like, some people's priorities are just not.
So, back
there.
To your question where you said, what traits?
Yeah.
Effort is one of the top ones. Effort.
Interesting.
Easily.
What about humor?
Okay. Humor? I like to, like, joke around. Like, have, like, a good, like, not just everything so serious. Like, joke around with someone and be able to, like, mess around with them, say funny things to them, and then not get offended, I guess.
Yeah, that's like me. I feel like humor is honestly like one of my top traits for boys. Like, if you're not, well, sometimes you're mean to me.
I'm not mean.
Sometimes it's not funny.
Low key, we be hanging out and Trev's like making Kylie cry. She's like curled up in a ball and Trev's like, well, I don't know, you never fucking hit me up.
And I'm like, but it's funny, it's fine. I'm laughing.
Honestly,
it's fine.
Growing up with Trevor, we ended up having classes, like, every single class, and it was so bad because Trevor's, like, the super smart kid that...
Interesting.
So, super smart kid just kidding. Will just straight up go off on a teacher if she's not right because Trevor's right no matter what.
So, he's stubborn.
He's stubborn.
He's smarter than the teacher.
I'm not afraid to put my opinion out.
That's true. He's not afraid at all. At least you know it. Like, you own it, you know?
If I'm wrong about it, I'll...
He's not going to admit to it. He's always right.
We have it on recording that he said that he'll So it's fine.
I have proof. It was...
I'll admit that I'm wrong.
It was... I got proof. It was, like, my sophomore year. What was that white teacher's name? English teacher. It was a girl.
Out of all things you could have described.
I know.
Advanced English. Advanced English, it was.
Oh, Miss Gretel, bro.
Miss Gretel?
Miss Getchell, yeah.
So, I get it wrong.
Yeah, so we had a teacher named Miss Getchell.
Interesting.
Trevor didn't get along with her. I didn't get along with her. But Trevor was always right no matter what. So that's like the end of that story.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trevor was just always right.
And let's put it this way. I was always right, though.
I disagree.
Like, we disagree.
Or agree. Stamp and got us all passing grades.
You did. Oh, yeah.
Trevor, you're welcome.
So we really cheated our way through high school because...
You're exposing yourself to the whole world right now?
That's okay.
The surgical tech people hear this. That's
because,
okay.
Because Trevor stole the stamp and stamped all our notebooks that we had everything.
So, like, all the work that people didn't do, I'm like, okay, they kind of did it. I'm like, hey, I'll stamp it, just finish it, you know, kind of bullshit it later.
Yeah, that's...
What a nice guy.
I totally forgot that we did that.
All she did was color Sharpie onto the stamp and then stamped it.
Yeah, so it was perfect. We knew the key to it.
Okay, and we just...
Cheaters.
I mean, hey, it worked.
Got me to my junior year.
I had baseball, so I missed a lot of class.
Interesting.
I had sports.
I just never went. It was the first class, and I just come in late.
Oh. Me, but senior year.
Yeah, if I even went. Like...
Because we're just out here exposing.
Yeah.
I knew that we were going to get off topic so fast, but it's fine. So, is that going to be too much for you to handle right now?
No, go for it.
Okay, going back to the girl stuff, our next question for you, Blaine, is what's your past relationship experiences like?
Okay, so...
We came here for the real tea.
This is definitely some tea. I won't get in too deep with it, but...
But that's the point. You said that we were going to get deep. Let's get deep.
Okay. We're getting deep.
Okay.
So,
I'll expose if you expose.
My last two relationships, they're very similar, but like in different ways, I guess, in a way. So, my last one was, I'll be honest, I thought she was the one.
Aww.
I'll be honest about that. And then, I'm not sure, like, what happened. She lived, like, an hour away from me, and so we would only see each other really on the weekends. I'd stop by, like, after the hospital. Because I worked in Pomona, and she lived in Ukaipa. if anyone sees this, you guys might know who that is. But, so, I'd stop by. I don't know if that, like, took a toll on it, that we didn't see each other as much. But then she, like, started school and was struggling in school. And that took, like, a turn for the worse because it was just, like, different. Like, that, like, I get her in mindset was, like, on school, but it was stressing her out and, like, affecting, like, the relationship, I guess.
Yeah.
But, no, I really thought she was the one. Hope for the best. And then the other relationship, I got cheated on. And that
How is that similar?
No, like, similar in different ways. Like, it ended, like, out of, like, the person, like, changed up on me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't, like, the person that I met, I guess, in a way. But, yeah, so I guess they're similar in, like, a way. But that one ended in, yeah, I guess.
You learned from both relationships.
Yeah, it definitely, like, not changed me as a person, but made me better and, like, realize, like, what I deserve, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got a big heart, I guess. So I just.
Love to see it.
I know, I'm trying.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is the first time we're meeting and we're over here like, listen, this is what I've been through. And I'm like, I wish I had like the best advice for you, but I feel like you're on track. Like, you look happy.
I try my best, yeah.
Yeah. I like, you obviously have bad days.
Don't let them fool you.
I mean, if you see my Twitter, I might be a little simping, but.
We have our days. It's okay.
Yeah, that was good.
She sees Finsta. Jesus.
Trevor! Do you want to answer the same question?
Which, oh, wait. What question was that?
Wait, ask, what are the traits you look for in a girl? I'm intrigued.
To be honest, you didn't laugh at this one, but I realize I have mommy issues, so I really, I do. Like, wait, low key.
Wait a second. Pause. Whoa. This guy just said mommy.
You guys said that.
I've heard daddy.
No, not that one.
I've heard daddy issues. I've never heard someone say,
but you gotta
lie.
No,
but I see what you're, like, so, we, like, went through this.
So as far as that goes, that means, like, I like someone who's mature, who is a strong, independent woman. Who,
okay, I totally agree with
that. Who
takes
care of themselves. Who doesn't need anybody. You know what I mean? In that sense.
Just wants them,
you know,
to make,
I mean,
them better.
Yeah. You know, I prefer, really a woman. Someone who isn't, you know, worried about going out to parties. You know, because I don't have time for that. I'm working. I'm going to school, you know.
Yeah.
I want, you know, someone who's looking for a future. Not worried about going out and just drinking all the time. You know, I'm all about a good time, but.
But with each other.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But there's a time and a place, and I'm not trying to do it every weekend.
I just don't
have time for that.
Honestly, that was, like, the best way to say what I was thinking, and
but
it just didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, like, wow. You're just, like, a motivational speaker.
Sometimes when Trevor gets into it, like, it's good. We can have some good conversations.
That was a good explanation. I feel the same way, man. Maturity,
yeah.
And, like, the whole party thing.
Yeah.
I'm not much of a partier, but, like, I like to have a good time.
I'm more of a kickback. Like, I like getting together with,
like
a good group of,
like,
friends. Yeah, and just, like, enjoying time together.
Yeah.
I feel like you bond more.
Because when you're at, like, a party, it's kind of like, you don't
do dumb stuff.
You don't really, like, talk, meet a ton of people, you know,
necessarily. And you wake up the next morning and you regret it all, but it's fine because it already happened. So what are you going to do?
I'm a sorority girl.
Hey.
You know too much about that, huh?
Been there, done that. Or
we've
stopped.
We have our oh shits.
Yeah, I've woken up way too many mornings going, like,
hey,
why
better,
did I do that? Like,
say,
who let me?
What if, though, right?
And most of the time, who let me? She let me.
Okay.
You or Sky?
Rose up the peace sign. Like, you're not wrong.
She's like, no comment because, yeah.
Guys, if I show you a picture of me last fucking Sunday, it was literally me, like, knocked out on. And I just want to say...
This can be confirmed.
And I just want to say...
Why were we? Why?
We went hard.
Like, I don't remember why, though.
Kappa Sig? Was it at Kappa Sig?
Oh!
Yeah.
It was.
But we
y'all
so
came home
late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now we're responsible again. Starting now. We press the button and we're like, great! We're back to the mature, independent woman that you guys are all looking for, apparently.
Well, not you.
See, that's
the
one.
Don't
no,
get
like,
ahead of yourself.
No,
here.
Like, I feel like generally, like.
Wait, we forgot one trait.
I would say generally,
is it
you have the personality traits, yeah.
Simple.
That I would look for
trait.
In a girl.
Me?
It's simple.
Yeah. You have the personality traits. I would.
But we're best friends.
We're homies, yeah.
Best friends.
Did you say me?
As far as.
Guys!
Objectively speaking, like, aside from, like, me knowing you and us being close.
Would you date me?
Katie's like, I just want to know.
In that aspect, so I don't know how you are as far as in a relationship.
When my podcast turns into my
mouth. I have a question.
Tomorrow you guys are going to go to Starbucks and just talk and like have a little date and then maybe go somewhere else.
She wishes.
Yes. But we're all best friends, you see. This homies, according to Trevor. I thought we were more than that.
This is about to turn into
besties.
Tinder or something.
We're homies.
Oh, fuck. You're up there on the importance.
What about me?
Because I'm
up there
real.
After this podcast, after we're done, yeah.
All right, sweet.
What? Once you really get to know Blaine, he'll shoot down your list a little bit.
Really?
No.
He's exposing you.
I'm just
kidding. You're pretty dope
now.
Blaine's it takes a lot to be like a close friend with me. So.
You're not laid back when there's a fucking group of us.
It's okay. I'm a crackhead
well,
too.
With the guys.
You're the hyper one.
Yeah, but like when I'm with people like that. Yeah,
are you a crackhead?
What do you mean by that?
Like Kylie.
Okay, he doesn't know you yet.
True.
Dumbass.
I just do stuff that doesn't make
sense.
Okay,
here, I'll explain myself. I'm like the test dummy of the group.
Oh.
Like, I'll do all the dumb stuff.
Yeah, crackhead. Love to see it. Okay.
Like the stuff where
there's some like
death. It's funny if someone did that, he's like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Like where death could be on the line, but I'll just try it.
You're like, why not?
Yeah.
You only live once.
Okay.
And you're like, can
okay,
someone
now
please
I'll give
record
you that
it?
One. You are the guy
that basically tests
for it.
Do it for the TikToks.
Exactly.
3.6 million views and stuff. Mm-hmm. You big baller.
Oh, I have like 2.
Why is that me?
Me when I get the 2 likes, though, I'm like, oh, be honored.
I feel that.
Okay, another topic change. Skirt. What has your high school and college experiences been like?
High school was very...
I definitely feel like our high school experiences were different.
Mine and yours?
Yeah. Because I went to private school, so I was stuck with the same people. Like
did you wear, like, uniforms?
Yeah.
Oh, you were one of those kids?
What is that supposed to mean?
The uniform kids. Like, I see you at, like, Target or something, like, you're wearing a uniform, like, you're one of those kids.
Yeah. Honestly, but I was proud.
You wore it, like, proudly.
I was like, oh, yeah, look at me.
I wore, like, my Vans and, like, my outfit right now and just proudly, like, dang, I'm glad I'm not a uniform kid. Huh, like a Santa Rosa kid?
I'm confused.
I'm confused, too.
Santa Rosa? What?
I was talking to Trevor, like a Santa Rosa kid, like wearing uniforms, like they all get made fun of.
Oh.
They were those kids.
Yeah.
Hey! I hope.
You had a really goofy uniforms. You went to school with 6th graders. It's just not
I
cool.
Did not go to school with 6th graders.
Don't talk about the Santa Rosa kid.
Oh.
So
if anybody listens to this, went to Santa Rosa and you chose to stay there, you're a bum. I'm gonna be honest. Like if you had the option.
Nice.
No, I'm saying if you had the option to leave and you chose to stay, you're totally
yeah.
Bum. I mean, the only thing cool, the only enticing reason I could see to stay was getting the MacBook, but then you still make payments on it.
That was me the other day. We had iPads.
They give you a MacBook, like, right when you enter grade 6, and then you
nice.
Just make payments on it.
I was nice. I did not say anything mean.
You
I said we
it,
got iPads.
Give it to you.
Whoa.
You basically paid it off by then.
That's good, though.
See, we keep getting off track.
They just gave it to you for free?
Yeah,
okay, back on track. Yes, skirt back on track. Okay, so how was your high school experience like?
My high school experience was very different than my college experience.
Oh, okay.
But high school was very sports related and sports focused. My freshman year, I had a really bad concussion, and that was like one of my like first injuries. And then it like knocked me out like of a lot of games. And then my sophomore year, or my freshman year.
Wait, did you say what sport?
I played soccer. And then, so I played varsity my freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow, that's good.
So I was, like, super stoked on that. And then getting, like, knocked out of games from the concussion, like, knocked me back. Because I was supposed to set the school record for goals as a freshman on varsity. Like, out of this whole school.
You're like,
so that was, no, that was just, like, I was
how
like,
many goals was it?
The record was like 20 and I was at 18.
Yeah.
So that was like pretty cool.
And then you didn't reach it.
No. I got knocked out from
it. Dude, it would have hurt more though if it was at 19 and you're right there.
Oh yeah, I would have been pissed.
So at least you're like 2 away, mm-hmm. So it's like
And then sophomore year I that was my first injury with my knee.
Mm-hmm.
But it was part of club. And then, so that knocked me out of high school games, and I had to start late.
Yeah.
So that whole thing was done. Junior year, I broke my ankle in a game.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you okay?
Yeah, the injuries were rough in high school. So I snapped my ankle in a game my junior year. And so this was like right when I was like talking to colleges, flying like everywhere in the United States,
mm-hmm.
like going to colleges, visiting, doing all this stuff like for scholarship wise. Because I played on like one of the top like club teams. And we traveled.
Can I guess?
Guess.
Milan?
Way bigger.
Really?
Arsenal
Academy. Oh, that was the other one. I was going to say Arsenal Academy. Because yeah. There's a difference between the academy and the...
Yeah.
Yeah. So I played for Brazil.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. And then... So, snapped my whole junior year. Came back. And this is like my senior year. Or I committed to Northwestern my junior year. On soccer scholarship, and then senior year, so I was all healthy for like almost a year. Senior year, against a school in Elsinore, I got taken out due to, so me and this kid, one of my exes went to school, the other school that I was playing,
mm-hmm.
but we were dating at the time, and this kid was on the team that like was one of her friends that me and him didn't get along because like we played all 4 years like,
right.
against each other. So we went up to Cap, like, he told my girlfriend at the time that he was going to take me out because he knew my knee was messed up from the other injuries. And so we ended up both being captains. So we walked up for, like, the coin toss or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to shake my hand, and I didn't shake his hand. I was like, dude, I've already heard what you're trying to do. And he started laughing. So I didn't think, like, he would actually be about it and take me out. But, like, I think it was, like, 12 or 15 minutes into the game. I got taken out. I don't really remember. It was kind of like, it just like was like a flash. Like
yeah,
everything just happened
fast.
So quick. But I got taken out. So that's when I had like my gnarly surgery. I broke my tibia, tore everything in my knee. But I had surgery my sophomore year, my junior year, and then this was my senior year. So I missed a lot of school like from these surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'd be out in like independent study for like 3 months like every year. And then, so I did that. And so everyone was, like, trying to convince me, like, to make, like, a comeback. Like, stay committed to my scholarship because I committed my junior year.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, after all, like, the injuries, like, my mindset kind of changed. Like, dang, like, maybe I can't do that. Like, I don't want to move to another state for a scholarship and have to redshirt my freshman year because I'm injured right now.
Right.
Because this was all in December. So...
Oh, so you only had, like, 6-7
yeah.
months to...
And it was, like, a major surgery. So I was, like, kind of, like... I was already, like, super, like, down on myself, like, and depressed about it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I worked... I trained every morning with, like, a private trainer at 4 in the morning before school and then went straight to school. And straight from school, I drove to Ontario for practice. And that was, like, my daily life. So, like, when this happened, it was kind of, like... It, like, woke me up, like, wow, like, everything can just, like, happen so quick and...
Yeah.
Literally, like, decommitted from my scholarship. Me and my parents got into it big time. It was, like, we were in Hawaii, and I was in the car with my brother. And my parents weren't with me, and I called the coach, and I was like, hey, like, this isn't, like,
this
I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to decommit because of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that. And they tried to, like, convince me to just go for, like, a semester. But, like, my mindset, like, wasn't right about it. Because I didn't want to go there to just go to college. I wanted to go there for soccer, like what I've played my whole life for.
Yeah, you weren't going to be happy.
Yeah, when I can go to college here and be just as happy because I'm with my friends and family.
Right.
Rather than out there with nobody and not having what I've like played my whole life to do. So I decommitted. I had my second guesses like about it, like, dang, should I go play again?
Mm-hmm.
Like, should I try to make a comeback? And I talked to my doctor, and he said I am going to have, like, crazy arthritis from all these surgeries. So that was, like, my fourth surgery. So then they had, like, screws through my tibia. And so after all the surgeries, I got into, like, medical field. Like, knew I had to find something. It was either that or the military. And so I picked the medical field. So I'm about to graduate from surgical tech school now, which I started in January of like 2 years ago.
2018?
Yeah. And so, or 2019, I forget. But, okay. So I got into that from, so it like led me from like something that I thought was like so like catastrophic. Like,
yeah.
Wow, like what am I gonna do now? To like finding something in the medical field, finding something that I like through the injury. Which is super cool because like made me stay positive through it, but my parents didn't take it like very well, so like we didn't talk for like 3 weeks, me and my parents, at all.
Yeah,
so like when I was going to school, I wasn't actually going to school. I'd drive out to like Fullerton.
Yeah,
I'd drive out to Fullerton for to just go talk to my grandparents about it. So like I wouldn't even show up to school, and I'd just drive out to Fullerton, talk to my grandparents about it, literally just cry to them like, what do I do? So they finally had to like talk to my family about it, because me and my family weren't on talking terms. Like literally, I had emails from my dad. Like we didn't talk at all. Like
emails, not text messages.
Emails, yeah. I think I still have them actually.
No.
But yeah, it was like super sad. I don't know. It was just like a life changing moment, and like how everything just changed so fast.
Yeah, you were like at a low, and then.
Yeah.
You peaked, like, now here you are on my podcast telling your story. You're like, look at me,
guys. I
never
thought I'd be in a podcast.
I'm amazing.
I thought it was going to be a lot harder than this, but it kind of did get deep, I guess.
I told you it was easy. Yeah, honestly, half the time I was like, oh my god, I'm still recording.
Like, I was nervous because, like, I don't know you guys, but it was cool.
We're comforting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just, like, kind of talking away.
She's, yeah, whatever.
I'm,
just,
I'm literally just staring at the Sprite bottle, just talking to it.
Honestly, it'd be like that though. Yeah. So it's fine.
Yeah. So yeah, my high school and college life is way different. College is just like strictly school. No sports, so it's way weird. But I don't like it. It's cool though. But I'm in my clinicals right now, so I do I've done 75 surgeries so far. And I have to have 50 to graduate.
So you're halfway there.
Yeah.
Love to see it.
Yeah, but I got another knee surgery in 2 weeks. Or less than 2 weeks, like a week and a half, I think.
Is that going to, like, set you back at all?
So I have no cartilage in my knee anymore.
Oh.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I have to do, like, either a cartilage transplant, or they're going to drill a bunch of holes in my knee and, like, try to, like, create cartilage. But, so we'll see how that goes. It's only, like, a 75% chance that it works. So we'll see.
Only? That's high.
No, that's not very high.
Me and trying to just be positive, Pam. I'm like, it's.
I mean.
Let there be light. You can keep it on if you want to.
It might change my whole deepness. All right. Yeah, so good. That was the difference between college.
Okay. Well, you are in college, so the real question is would you ever drink Greek life? A frat?
Honestly, I would.
You would.
Hard no.
Why not?
I literally don't have time. Like, I just don't have time.
See, for that, I feel like mine's different. Just from what I've seen, like, nothing against sororities or frats.
And I just don't
it's just, like, it looks cool, I'll admit. It looks like it's a good time at sometimes. But sometimes it's just too much for me, I'd say.
Yeah. Because
I'm more of, like, a laid-back, like, I want to chill sometimes. And I feel like that's always on the go. And that's weird because my favorite numbers are 11:26, and I always look at the clock at 11:26, and I just look at the clock and it's 11:26. So that's
me with 9/11.
That's why we can't be best buds. I'm like, I got you.
Yeah, I always look at the clock at 11:26 because it's my birthday. It's weird.
Your birthday is November 26th.
Yeah.
Mine's October 14th.
Really?
Just so you know.
So yeah, I don't know. I can't see myself in the scene, but maybe you catch me at like a party one time. But maybe I will not know.
Dude, I can see both of you guys just like with the boys.
I don't know. I would never claim Alpha Chi Omega.
That
like,
is a sorority.
Then what's a frat?
So then you couldn't. Sigma Chi.
Sigma Chi, SAE, Theta Chi.
Theta Chi. No, not with it.
How about Sigma Chi?
Kappa Sig.
Nope.
Not Kappa Sig. I cannot see you.
No, don't, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think it's my scene, but maybe you'll catch me there one year.
He says it now, and then tomorrow he goes and rushes, and I'm like, interesting.
Well,
I could see you in one.
I honestly, like,
If you had the time, hypothetically.
Maybe I mean, at a huge bunch of dudes university. School,
maybe.
If I'm with all my buddies, like, oh, I'm in.
You know, if I went with maybe Kerr and Jake or something like that, sure. If I have time, but like between work and school and homework, I have like a little bit of free time and I'd like to just be able to like kick it with people or go see family or like hang have time to actually basically. Do stuff, you know what I mean? I have responsibilities too, so like that takes up a lot of my free time. You know?
I see. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Do we seem like typical sorority girls?
No. Okay, so
well, they are.
No. When I think of sorority girls, I think of...
You don't think a girl that does podcasts.
I think of...
No.
What do you think of?
Like, airheaded party girls.
To say the least.
To say the least.
Yeah.
Like...
No,
like the stereotypes.
Yeah.
They're there. They exist.
And let's be honest.
Oh, trust me, I can tell.
A lot of the sorority girls that I've met, it's like, hey, like, what's going on? They're like, oh, we're just looking for parties. And like, every time, that's all they're fucking doing. I'm like, yeah. I guess. Is it?
Well, I got the Addies. That's what Trevor's thinking.
He gives them his address.
Yeah, we just got a noise complaint recently, actually.
Ah,
no. We got a big old 6'4", 250-pound man trying to dunk on our little basketball hoop that we have. And he rattles the building, let me say that.
Trevor, being nice.
I'm not hating on him, he's a great dude. I'm just saying, he displaces some matter.
Okay? Interesting.
Displaces some matter.
Yeah.
He really does.
The way you put that, I'm like, interesting.
Dude jumps, and the whole building shook.
And you got shit.
No lie.
All right, what's the next one? Let's see it.
Well, the next ones are kind of like... Okay, these are the last two. This one and this one.
Oh, I have a lot of hair. Right.
Ask me whatever.
Okay, we'll go... Because I feel like to end on that note, and then we can make it a positive.
All right.
Okay, so last one of the two. What would you say is the most interesting thing about yourself?
Yeah, for you, Jeff.
I like hearing from you.
How about, here, I'll answer about you.
Oh.
You answer about me.
Oh, you guys have to answer about, you have to answer about me too.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it like that.
Okay.
You want to go first?
I got to think about it, you know, okay. If I can't.
You go first and most tell us about Trevor.
Okay.
Trevor.
Trevor's the little, dumb kid back in the day.
I was never the dumb kid.
What's the most interesting thing about him?
I'll tell you, okay. I was never the dumb kid.
No, he wasn't the dumb kid. He was just the kid
on a roll. Nevertheless.
Oh, you're taking so much offense. You just dug yourself a grave.
Nevertheless.
So Trevor was the little chunky kid back in the day.
He was not chunky. Was he chunky?
Oh, yeah, he was a little.
Pull the picture.
He looked like a fruit roll up.
He looked like a fruit roll up. Love that.
So, yeah, interesting. Dang. He's honestly one interesting guy. Like, I can't like pinpoint one thing, but Trevor is interesting. Like, you never know what kind of
dude. Okay, true.
You never know what the conversation's gonna be. You never know if he's gonna.
But you know it'll be a good one.
You never know if he's gonna hate you for a second. If he's just gonna roast you.
Typically, roast.
Or just have like a deep conversation. Yeah. Like that's he's true. So hard to.
You keep it real. He's real.
Yeah.
Authentic. That's my
word. Yeah, I walk in the apartment today, and he's like, dude, you're looking ugly today. And I'm just like,
oh my god.
Okay, way to keep it real.
First that, then the ears, you know
yeah,
you're
Yeah, then he's making fun of my ears. But yeah, he's definitely...
My freshman year to senior year.
Yeah, good for you.
So yeah.
I was a chunker.
Okay,
yeah, I had the muffin top. I hid my belt buckle with my belly. I'm not
too
even lying.
Skinny.
Yeah, now you're too skinny.
I'm gonna get weight on me. Don't worry. I'm gonna quit the Nick, and then I'm gonna gain weight. Okay. It's a two-step process. Okay.
All right.
Anytime.
What most interesting trait about
Okay, let's see.
Blaine.
See, the most interesting thing about Blaine is that he puts on a kind of a facade. I'd say.
Ooh,
there's more to him than what you would think.
Most in people. A good way?
You see, yeah, in a good way. Mm-hmm. You would see, you know, he's that good-looking, typical, you know, tattooed guy. And if you saw him, you'd be like, okay, this guy's probably a douchebag. You know, to be honest.
Yeah,
first impressions, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you get to know him, and you're like, okay, like,
yeah,
he's actually a cool
much.
Dude, you know what I mean?
I just have a big heart, I'd say.
Yeah, you care about people more than you let on.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. That's a good trait to have, though.
Yeah.
It can kind of be a flaw sometimes, though, because people take advantage, but it's fine.
Oh, I've been
me, it's fine, I'm fine.
I've been taking advantage of, like, chicks. Crazy, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Take advantage of kindness. Girls.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
He treats girls too good, and then, like...
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Wait. But keep it up.
No, I'm gonna have to stop after my past. Oh, no, they ruined it for all. They ruined it for the future.
Never.
No,
it's always gotta be clean.
You have to be a positive pair. Yeah.
But no, I get that. Just like the way I
always bear in mind,
I dress,
like,
I guess.
Yeah.
Is like a douchey way, I guess.
Typical, you know.
Like a skater look, I guess. Mm. Is that what did
no,
you say?
No, I wouldn't say you got the skater look. You got like the, you know, you. I don't know how to describe it. You know, the Vans no-show, the shorts.
The no-shows.
Tan
can. Yeah, but it's not skater.
I don't know. It's just like...
It's just
skater. It's like a skater look, but I'm totally not a skater.
Do you skate?
No.
Oh, I'm gonna learn.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Let's go longboarding.
Longboarding?
Can you please?
Yeah, we'll go longboarding.
But yeah, I'd say it's the way I dress.
I'd say most interesting about you is that you literally are like a fucking rainbow and butterflies on the inside. I swear to God.
Yeah, you're
you literally are. I'm not even joking. You, like, irradiate fucking happiness and energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that. Just
wait,
so,
stop!
Like, you know, seriously, there's like a positive ball of just rainbows.
Hey, you know how we were talking about? I'm telling the podcast. You know how we were hooking up the other
like,
people?
No lie.
Well, we just set up.
That made
it's the same guy, so they might have to fight for him, but they might be both going on a Starbucks date.
What about? Honestly, we were too busy having a moment, so I have no idea what's going on.
Are you good over there?
Dude, I'm so fucking faded.
You're exposing yourself.
Be a bachelor. Okay. Starbucks date.
Mm-hmm. So was that the last question?
That was. Honestly, I feel like I know you so well now. But like in a good way.
Mm-hmm. I have a...
Like we bonded through this.
Well, I hope I'm good at this podcast.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud. Now we're gonna go make a TikTok and you're gonna make me famous. Everything has to be reciprocated.
Wow.
Like a
see, the most awkward part for me is always like, how am I gonna end this?
Wait, so are we going on a date tomorrow?
What? Who?
Me and you?
Why is she so
wait,
what?
Yeah, she's trying to go
what the heck?
Oh my god, did I have the same thing? I was like, they're alive?
I didn't know they were here.
Risen from the dead. I'm crying.
Oh.
First, she's trying to. Asking if I would date her, now she's trying to go on a date with you. What's going on here, Katie? Making rounds or what?
She's swiping through Tinder too.
Dude, that was so random too. I was like, how do I end this podcast? And then Katie goes, wait, am I going on a date with you?
Here, we'll end the podcast on a high note.
Okay, what's our high note?
Just stay positive through everything. Don't let
that was such a Kylie thing to say. I'm so proud.
Don't let something so little change something that could affect you in the future, I guess.
I loved that.
Striking out.
Blame for president.
And don't stress about little things.
You're going to be on a future podcast.
That'd be cool.
We're too good at this.
Yeah, but don't stress about like the little things. Like, I'm sure you like everyone's going to have bad days, but it's what you make out of the bad days to make you like a stronger person, I guess. But yeah, we'll end that on a high note.
Just keep going, keep
much
driving.
Much love to all you guys. My first podcast.
And you did amazing.
Blaine's out.
No, now you just go bye, friends. That's what I do. So ready? 1, 2, 3. Bye, friends. You did not say bye.
I wanted my own bye.
Okay, you go bye.
Adios, amigos.
Hey.